This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The temporary Palestinian government, led by Prime Minister Ahmed Correa, is planning to reorganize the Palestinian Security Service. It's currently made up of nearly a dozen branches, with many under the direct or indirect control of Yasser Arafat. Israel says there will be no new diplomatic efforts until the Palestinian Authority uses those forces to crack down on the armed factions that attack Israeli civilians. Palestinians say no such confrontation is in the offing. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
When Israeli forces rolled into the West Bank city of Ramallah earlier this week, young, stone-throwing Palestinians poured into the streets, worried that the long-promised move to oust Yasser Arafat had finally come. Instead, the Israelis took over Palestinian buildings and searched for wanted men, making clear that they could come and go at will. In downtown Ramallah, a couple of days after the incursion, restaurant worker Hassan Ibrahim was asked, "What about the Palestinian security forces? What kind of presence do they have here?" Ibrahim gestured as if wiping his hands.
They can do nothing, nothing that they can do. The Palestinian police actually disappeared at that point, and all the policemen went to their houses. They can do nothing, only the young kids and the youth who could only resist the occupation.
Since the arrival of the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank and Gaza nearly a decade ago, the Palestinian security services have been caught between two different struggles, the one between Palestinians and Israeli armed forces, and the competition between Yasser Arafat's Palestinian Authority and the various armed factions such as Hamas and Islamic Jihad. In late 1994, Palestinian security men fought fiercely with Hamas demonstrators in Gaza, killing 13 and wounding hundreds. 2 years later, Palestinian police engaged in deadly firefights with Israeli soldiers in the West Bank and Gaza. By 2000, in the beginning of the latest three-year Palestinian uprising, the Palestinian security services were less of a presence on either front, neither cracking down on angry Palestinian demonstrators nor joining them, at least not in any large organized battle against the Israelis. Now, after 3 years of being targeted by the Israeli Army and Air Force, the security forces are in no shape to crack down on anyone, says Arafat advisor Jabril Rajou.
You know that in the West Bank there is no security services operating. The Israelis confiscated the security and the Israelis negated the existing of the Palestinian security services. And it's natural that you will never see any Palestinian policeman in those areas.
In the Gaza Strip, the Palestinian security services are much stronger, but there have been only limited operations against the militant factions there. Now, Prime Minister Ahmed Correa is making another attempt to streamline the disparate security branches. The sprawling, somewhat dysfunctional structure is not accidental. According to Palestinian analysts, the design ensures that no one Palestinian would command more armed men than Arafat himself. Israeli analyst Gerald Steinberg of Bar-Ilan University says the apparent failure of the Palestinian services to provide any significant leads in the recent bombing deaths of three Americans in Gaza suggests there's either no real capacity or no political will among Palestinian leaders to take a larger role in the security field.
It seems that there are still tens of thousands of Palestinian police forces under the authority of the Palestinian Authority itself that could be mobilized to take some action. A lot of it is intelligence. A lot of it is simply being at the right place at the right time. If the PA forces could be at the roadblocks before they get to the Israeli side to prevent individuals with suicide belts or with cars coming through, that would certainly be a major improvement.
But Palestinians say that won't happen as long as wearing a Palestinian uniform is seen as the equivalent of painting a target on your back for the Israeli army to shoot at. The new Palestinian government would like to arrange a ceasefire with Israel, but the Sharon government has shown no interest in the idea. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.